that you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I feel so empathetic to Governor Scott of Florida. I just, every time I look up on my TV screen, he's there. But you know what I love most about him? Not only is he there and taking charge and, you know, getting it done, he's wearing a Navy hat. Go Navy! And by the way, those planes that were flying into the middle of these things and getting all that weather information, you can thank the Navy for that. That's going to come in handy as we continue to try to monitor these in the future. Speaking of which, friends, come on, speaking of which, it is just not at all inappropriate or wrong for me to ask you to do the following. I don't care what faith you observe. If you are a faith person, I'm an evangelical Christian, but if you're different than me, that's fine too. But whatever faith you observe, I think it would be entirely appropriate to pray for everyone in the wake of the Mexican earthquake today. It was huge. It was an 8-point Richter scale. That's big. The one that destroyed Haiti in 2010 was a 7. This is an enormous earthquake that happened, and we have hardly any information about it here in the States because we're watching those orange blobs come onto Florida landfall. So anyway, having said all of that, pray for the people that were impacted by the Mexi-quake, as I coined it on social media today, and also pray for those that are still not out of harm's way as it relates to Irma-cane. See what I did there? In the next couple of days, because it is just not going to be very much fun for people that did not get out. So I'm praying and hoping that that has occurred as it should have. Lastly, it is interesting what people think about these hurricanes. Jennifer Lawrence, you know Jennifer Lawrence, the Academy Award-winning actress? She weighed in on the earthquakes a little bit earlier on Twitter. She said that hurricanes may be nature's wrath for Donald Trump's victory. And it's odd that she put it that worded it that way, because you notice she didn't say it was God's wrath, because you can't be a prominent Hollywood actress and believe in God. But nature itself, without some sort of supernatural element, couldn't be getting vengeance for Donald Trump's victory. So in Jennifer Lawrence's worldview, she had to figure out something that could be supernatural that could get even with a human for winning an election that required hundreds of millions of people to participate in order for it to happen. What she's saying is God's judging us, and he may well be, but she has to make it Trump's fault, and she can't acknowledge God. She says hurricanes is nature's wrath against Donald Trump. Americans say Jennifer Lawrence has a brick for a brain. But that's a different conversation. I'm Kevin McCullough.